Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green, and happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day weekend to you as well, Ed, and to all of our listeners. You know, things continue to keep getting better. You know, there's so much on the news. I want to hear your thoughts later on all the news this last week on the origin of coronavirus. So I'm sure you've been watching and listening. It's very interesting. And again, the opinions we express here, Ed and myself, are our own. It's not our station's opinion. It's not our employer's opinion, not CHI's. It's just Ed and mine. And we're free to still, you know, share those things, Ed. It's still a free country. As far as I know, we have freedom of speech, and it's so nice to exercise that right. So, you know, I'm still honored to be working for CHI, and we still have all of the precautions in place to protect you. Come on in, see your doctor, see your provider anytime you like. And if you're not sure what to do, give us a call. We'll help you out with that. A little message from CHI. They want you to remember that in good times and bad times and everything in between, your primary care doctor is with you all the way. CHI Memorial Medical Group.org. Go there to find a physician right for you. That's CHI Memorial Medical Group.org. We are there for you. Ed, what's up with you this week?
Thank you, my friend. Well, had a tremendously busy blood testing day 2 days ago at Nutrition World. We are, again, I remind people, we do blood testing of any kind that the client desires on every Tuesday from 8 in the morning till 12, and on the last Friday of the month. We had the biggest day we've ever had.
So every Tuesday and then the last Friday of the month.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the on Friday we had 40-plus people. I mean, they were lined up, and we did all of that in a matter of 4 hours. So they were super busy, and I think it was extremely valuable, you know. And they also give vitamin B12 shots for $10. So anyone who has the need for that, certainly very reasonably priced. Well, as far as your conversation on the origin of the COVID, I mean, there's been people who have speculated on the fact that it was, I won't say purposely done, but it was. It's not something that nature produced, and that it was either allowed to escape or was meant to escape. I don't know if we'll ever know the truth to that, and I'm not a person who just always leans toward conspiracy theories, but it just rings too true that there was hanky-panky. How does that sound? Unscientific word.
Yeah, I mean, we're being careful what we say, and I know that, and it's rightly so, but I have had so many good conversations with intelligent, thinking, open-minded patients. And frankly, all my patients have been thinking the same thing for the last 12 months to 14 months. I mean, they've all been thinking the same thing, is that, you know, this may have been an engineered thing. And you're right. We'll never know. It's from a closed state, and if there are people that know, they're probably not talking.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, we got a lot of censoring going on in this country, but it's nothing compared to over on in that side of the world. I mean, that would be very scary, and I'm sure everybody's got their lips sealed who knows anything. I will say that, you know, as time goes on, and I am not a person saying don't get a vaccination. Please don't think that I am. I just think that we are not fully informed. I don't think we know the full truth, and will not for many years. Most vaccines take years to be approved, and this one was fast-tracked for multiple good reasons at a time. But the thing is, you know, we now are starting to see the fact that there's been more deaths from this vaccine than all other vaccines combined. One. Yes.
Oh, I'm looking at Ed and holding up my finger, guys, if you couldn't see that, which you can't. What I'm thinking of is Gavin out there in California. upping the ante with all of the lottery money, throwing it in. Oh, you know, Ed, Mr. Jones, go get your vaccine and you can get this lottery money. What do you think about that? It just rings a little bit odd with me, this lottery for a vaccine. You know, again, this is not my employer's opinion. It just seems odd to offer money to get a vaccine. What do you think?
Well, I think you'd probably know what I think. I think
but I want to hear it.
We know that, you know, people are being urged, cajoled, and shamed into getting the shot. And that has never happened with any other marketable product in the world before this time. And, you know, when I see these billboards everywhere across town with a person with a big smile on their face, you know, this is this shot is totally safe. No one knows it's totally safe. We already know that there's more side effects to it than any other vaccine in that has ever been developed. That doesn't mean it does that it has that it's a bad thing, because people at high risk need to do things to prevent the death from COVID. There's no doubt. The thing is, should we be giving it to children? We don't know who in the world would subject their own child to a basically guinea pig vaccine, because that's what this is. And I am deeply concerned the fact that you are right about everything from Krispy Kreme donuts to even a nutrition store is giving rewards for people who are getting this vaccine.
And just for the listeners, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a pro-vaccine person. So I believe in them, always have. I've been doing this job for, 28 years now, Ed? I'm getting kind of old, long in the tooth, shall we say. But just even though I am not anti-vaccine and I am pro-vaccine, and I still recommend these to my patients, I mean, especially if somebody, say, is 75 years old with diabetes and heart disease and COPD, I think, you know, they'll ask me and I say, yeah, the benefit of the vaccine outweighs the risk. It's just the political pressure from some states, especially, I'm picking on California because I can, but, you know, just from that state pushing so hard. And you mentioned the shaming. Something about that just doesn't sit well with me.
I'm echoing that fully, and there is a website called Vax Tracker, V-A-X-X Tracker. If you Google it, you can see the documented numbers that are being presented by the government. I mean, this is not some other-sided propaganda information. When you look at this statistics of the side effects and what we're seeing somewhat trending at this point, and some of the health officials who are able to voice their honest concerns, what we're seeing is people who have already had COVID who get the shot seem to have more side effects from the shot. Now, that's scary, because number one is, if you truly can show that you have antibodies, that should give you a free pass to not have to do the shot if you work at a organization that's demanding it and or travel. I mean, like me, I have the antibodies. I still have the antibodies. It seems that we've seen the past 2 weeks some of the headlines that more and more research is coming out that the natural immunity is lasting longer than they first suspected. We don't know how long it will last, but I am convinced that even if the primary antibodies are reduced or leave, there's still a secondary support system that's going to help the body get over it quicker if your health is in decent shape.
But you know, and you're right about that and immunity, but we don't hear that on the news. So many sentences that I see on the news, if you have been fully vaccinated, you may do blank. Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank. You know, how do you feel about your freedoms being limited to you can do such and such if you've been fully vaccinated versus you cannot? What are your thoughts?
It's despicable. It's ugly. It's nightmarish, because it could open the door for far more control that we never dreamed would come to this country. It may not. But at this point, you know, I've given up on any probable dreams to fly to other countries again. I want to go back to Italy before my last breath, because I've been there once. I loved it and would like to go back. But it looks like Edward's not going to do that. Now, flying in the United States, at this point, I'm not going to, if they said I had to have it, I wouldn't fly. Luckily, I can fly small planes, so I can fly somewhere myself and not have to worry about it, because I can write my own rules because it's my own plane. So there you go.
Yeah, you can write your own rules on your own airline, because Ed owns his own airline, people. So yeah, you can. You know, and there, I'm a fan of the masks on the plane. I know there's so much controversy this last week, but we flew six or more times last year, commercial airlines, and for the first time, I didn't get one cold. Everybody's wearing a mask, and I was a big fan of that. I thought, you know, I didn't like it. Running through the airport with a mask on, didn't like that part, but not catching a cold on every flight was fantastic. So I'm not against masks. I'm not an anti-vax or anything like that. It's just the incursion on our freedom that bothers me.
And the method of how they are executing it. It's, again, like, and I've really ran Urban Stack down the road over the past few months on the show because they had the most obnoxious signs on their front door. No mask, no service, never would use the word please or thank you. So three nights ago, I was going downtown. I had a meeting. I thought, I'm going to eat supper first. And my daughter said, oh, at Urban Stack, you know how good it was. And I said, okay, I'm going to go there. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. So I went to Old Gilman Grill and had a fabulous meal. And I told the bartender, I said, I came here because you had the nicer signs during the COVID. And I vote with my dollars. And I'm going to vote for Old Gilman Grill. And I'm going to vote against Urban Stack and those other businesses that were treating me like an escaped convict.
And that is your right and my right, too. And I vote with my credit card and bank account as well. You know, we were at, as we were talking off the air, at a Lookouts game this last Friday, and they are only allowing 40% capacity. Now, I talked with one of the employees. He said that's MLB rules. So that's fine. I mean, they've got to abide by the rules. But they're doing that now, at this point in the pandemic? We're a little past it. 40% capacity? Are you serious? So, you know, they were, you know, near sold out, and the stadium was... it didn't even look 40% filled, maybe 25. So, you know, that's odd. Come on, people, open up your businesses. You know, the mayor has been courageous just announcing that this last week. Let's open. Come on.
Well, again, use the right word, courageous, and that means courage. And the weak, the ones who don't, who give in to fear and have taken the fear bait, they're going to lose. They're going to lose in the long run. And this is a time to shine, as I have said many times over the past year. It is time to take another break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we will be talking about a new medical model with Dr. Steinke. And I know this gentleman is it's an interesting concept, especially for those who don't have insurance or need some additional medical supervision. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, my bud. And we got another new buddy of mine in the station today. I'm going to talk about, before I introduce him, you know, everyone listening, if you know Nutrition World very well, you know that we have embraced evolving into what I kind of call a more interesting complex of wellness practitioners, which means really it's not your straight traditional medical model, which there's nothing wrong with that, but the growing need of people who have different needs in their healthcare as we age and move through life is very interesting. And I've happened upon, and he happened upon me, a Dr. Greg Steinke about maybe 4 months ago, and I just love the concept that he has brought to Chattanooga. I've gotten to listen to him speak about three times now about this new way of offering healthcare. And it doesn't replace the Dr. Greens in this world. It is just another great add-on. So, Dr. Steinke, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you very much, Ed. Really appreciate being on.
I want to tell listeners that, and I'm going to let him explain it pretty much, but what this concept is basically you can have access to a very well-experienced physician 24 hours a day for very budget-minded money, in my mind. It really blew me away when you explained the concept, Doctor, and I know that you have just started and you already have a good number of patients who have signed up on this plan. So tell listeners what this exactly is and how it works.
Yeah, our clinic's name is LifeMed Clinic, and it's a direct primary care clinic. Direct primary care is a growing concept throughout America. There's about 5,000 clinics doing it in the U.S. that we know of at this point. And the idea is to provide a membership model concept for a reasonable price that gives you access to a physician quickly and direct access, not through a nurse necessarily, direct access to my phone number. And I make myself available to patients, and it's really exciting. And the thing that I love about what we're doing, primary care is included, and that's a very important aspect, but we're also focusing on what we call lifestyle medicine. Lifestyle medicine is the approach that I'm interested in terms of focusing on people's lifestyles and what they can do in and of their own selves to take control of their health and improve their chronic conditions, and even sometimes acute conditions can be improved by this concept.
Wow, and you know, of course, I live, eat, and breathe that whole philosophy you just talked about, because, you know, for anyone to be at Nutrition World's Wellness Complex, they certainly have to be vetted by me. I'm not gonna rent or have anyone there simply because they want to be. It has to kind of fit into philosophically my belief system of, you know, encouraging the body, supporting the body, and educating a client patient as to options that they may not be aware of. And also, people like you and Dr. Green, you have a lot of influence that probably can turn the corner for people far greater because of your knowledge, your power, and your experience. So you told me, you know, the other day, there's like you go through a lot of time with a person and you look and you actually ask them, as Dr. Green does too sometimes. His time may be more limited, but he still knows to ask about, you know, sleep and diet and exercise and what are you taking supplementally, you know, if the patient's interested. And that is so important, instead of grabbing that prescription pad from the very first moment when someone says, ouch, I hurt or I don't feel well. And it is the coming of medicine in my mind, because we kind of have a broken system. I certainly say that often because of just the 7 minutes that some physicians only have to see a patient, which is really a joke. And I know you said the other day, like, a patient was really worried about some little place in his mouth, so he just took a picture and he texted it to you, and you kind of did a consult on the phone. And, you know, that kind of efficiency, I love, love, love. And the fact that, you know, you don't have to go around the block 14 times to go see you. It's kind of like a guy we had in here, and I love him to death, Dr. David Redd. He has created a quick surgery platform downtown, and I love his concept because it's built on the same efficiency. If you have a growth for $200, you go in and he removes it, and you're in and out in 25 minutes, and there's no red tape. Now, the thing is, and you spoke the other day, a lot of people need a budget-minded service in because their deductibles are so high, right?
That's right. Yeah, 50% of Americans now have a high deductible health plan, and it's only going to go up. And with that concept, that means that a lot of patients are very shy about going to a primary care doctor because they don't know how much it's going to cost. There's a lot of hidden fees sometimes. And when it gets billed to their insurance, the insurance says, well, you haven't met your deductible yet. So, you know, guess what? You get to pay the bill. And because of the way the contracts work between the healthcare provider and the insurance, the insurance often only pays a fraction of the cost. And when you're dealing with the deductible situation, the patient is paying that. And so we are very interested in that aspect. Yeah, you mentioned that quick turnaround. You know, when you have a membership model, you are not dependent as a doctor on seeing the patient in your clinic all the time for everything. You know, with the traditional system, you have to bring them in all the time. You cannot bill otherwise. You cannot, the money tends to revolve around that. And so when you have a membership model, you don't worry about that. Whatever the person needs, whatever they can afford time-wise, we just take care of it. We do telehealth, or we take a picture real quick and diagnose it over the phone, for example. Or if more time is needed, we take the time. We have the time in this kind of model. Like the other day, I had a patient come in, and he had a really hard time describing his symptoms. He was having some kind of throat thing. He had asthma. He had all this kind of stuff going on. And it took several minutes to figure out what was going on. And several doctors had evaluated him and hadn't figured it out. And it took me about 30 minutes of talking with him. And finally, I put my finger on it and said, you know what you have? You have acid reflux. He didn't have any heartburn. He didn't have any of those symptoms. But as we pieced it all together, there was no doubt about it. And not only could I diagnose the problem and take the time to do that, but because of the fact that we can take extra time with patients, then we walk them through how to change their lifestyle to get the acid reflux better. And we walk them through what the medical research shows in that regard.
I love it. And I gave Dr. Green the book that you had written on more natural methods for blood pressure control. And when I read it, I was, you know, just blown away. You have so much vast experience across the board. And when you tell people the price of this, I think they're going to be absolutely, absolutely shocked, because I certainly was. And I know I have repeated this saying many, many times over my 42-year career, because about 25 years ago, I remember reading, which I'm a voracious reader of health information, and a physician back in the early 1900s said, if you let a patient talk long enough, they will diagnose themselves. Perfect about the way you just listen for 30 minutes, where a 7-minute conversation, it would probably have been impossible to pick up on all of that. You let them talk enough where you put those pieces of the puzzle together. And I know Dr. Green well enough to know he can put those pieces together too, if you have time to listen. So tell people the price of this, because again, I was blown away when you told me about this.
Yeah, it's $70 a month. $70 a month, really pretty cheap. And we max out with a whole family at $180. So $70 for one spouse, $70 for another spouse. If you have two kids, that would be $180. If you have more kids than that, they're free. And wow. So that's the price we're set at. And it's a great model. It keeps us in business. We do well financially. The direct primary care clinics do. And so but it allows you to focus on the patient. You're not worrying about a third party interfering all the time with the decision making you're trying to do with them. That's what happens in the routine medical model. The third party, the insurance company, is always weighing in. Yes, you can do this. No, you can't do that, and so on. And so when you have some evaluation that you're performing, and you see from your own research of the medical literature and your own experience that this kind of process needs to go forward, and you can't perform it because of the insurance limitations, that is a very difficult situation to be in.
What do you think about it, Dr. Green?
Oh, I've been thinking about it. So $70 a month, one package, not multiple packages. I mean, you have family and individual, but are there multiple? Let's say this. What if Ed signed up with you and he wanted to come and see you every day?
They can do that.
Okay. Well, that's what crossed my mind. I'm like, you know, is there a limit on the number of visits? Is it all outpatient or inpatient? I'm imagining it's all outpatient.
Yeah.
Okay. So inpatient would be a lot harder, but there's no limit on, theoretically, on the number of visits someone could have per month.
That's right. And what direct primary care doctors experience is that, yes, there are patients who will often come and they will be they'll have more trouble at first. This often happens because they've been neglecting conditions. But the thing is as you work on somebody, you take more visits early on. It takes more time early on, but the person learns. They figure out how to take care of themselves, and after a while, they're on doing way better, and they don't need as much attention.
Oh, I'm full of questions, Ed. So do you have scheduled office hours? Are there house calls? I mean, I have an hour's worth of questions. We're going to have you back.
You know, I'm flexible. We have scheduled office hours that we see patients, and, you know, we run it very much like a typical office that way. But, you know, I've done a couple different – I've only been open for 3 weeks, and I've done, I think, 3 house calls so far. So, you know, but the thing is the average direct primary care doctor does about 8 to 10 visits a day. So you have time to do those extra things. The balance in life is actually pretty good. You're not running crazy, you know, 12, 15 hours a day. You have time to do a proper job on your patients.
Now, so at midnight, if I had the family plan and my daughter was sick, I could text you at 12 o'clock at night? Or how does that work?
Yep, you can text me at 12 o'clock at night.
Wow, that is reassuring to many people. And, you know, I know in the old literature, you know, the word doctor also meant teacher of some sort. You are teaching people how to be healthy, and I just love that concept. So tell individuals how they could learn more or to contact you for more information or to sign up.
You know, just check out our website, lifemedclinic.org, lifemedclinic.org. And it has our phone number, our address. We're just off Lee Highway, right by Nutrition World there, right by 153. And very centrally located, a great spot.
Well, that is wonderful, and we do have all your information at Nutrition World, so please, if you forget all of the information, just stop in Nutrition World, pick up the flyer, and again, he is next door in the beautiful Wellness Corner, and I'm just excited for your future, excited for the people who can access this dire need, and those who can't afford insurance. I mean, this is a huge just option for them. Instead of just rambling through life with a potential catastrophe because they don't, you know, have any health coverage. And like you said the other day, many people are spending so much extra money going to ERs because they wait too long because they don't have a regular, like, good Dr. Green to go to, or they're afraid financially to do it. And actually, in the big picture, they're spending more money because they're having to pay a lot of this ER fees or the walk-in clinic fees. So I love it, Dr. Steinke, and we are here at Nutrition World to spread the word. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing more about your health and future good choices. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I know we've been talking this morning a little bit about sleep, because you had a little bit less sleep than optimal. I certainly did too, and you know, I'm not whining about it, but I'm having this off and on kind of hip pain that keeps me up at night. And I know I've mentioned this ring, my Oura ring. And again, we don't sell them. It's Oura.com if you want to look it up. But I wish you had one, Dr. Green, because here's the deal. Last night, the night before that, I had a great night. Slept wonderful, had not much discomfort. And last night was different. I had more discomfort. So I wake up this morning after, you know, waking up many times during the night. And I feel like I want to know, you know, how tired am I? How much actual sleep did I get in what stage? And you can't do that by your own intuition. You have no idea whether you got 5 minutes of deep sleep or you got 2 hours, actually, because you're tossed and turned. You sleep some, you don't sleep. Well, this ring breaks it down. Well, this morning, I get up at about 4:40. I actually slept in. I normally get up at about 4:05, but I slept in because it's on this day, I can do that slightly more. And I was concerned because it was a toss and turn night. Well, I look at my Oura Ring's analysis of my sleep, and I actually did only get a 65. It's just like a report card, which is not too good. So I decide, because of that information, I kind of felt it would be about 65. I went in on the recliner. Normally, I might not have done this, but this ring inspired me. I want to get it at least a 70. Well, I went in, and I'm very experienced with meditating. And so I go into the recliner, and I'm there about 40 minutes, and I raised my number from 65 to 70. It actually, because I did a reanalysis of where I am with my levels of sleep relaxation. Sitting in a recliner will not change the numbers. If you could out, you could go to sleep, it'll change it, or you can meditate. That's the only way. But I know, because I saw that 65, I needed to get at least a 70, which is where I am now. And that gives me functionality for the day. So without my ring, I would have not done that.
I don't know that I want to know, Ed. It may be depressing for me. You know, I live a sleep-deprived life.
I know, but information is the only way that you can really evaluate things, and you're a big information guy. I wish I could let you borrow my ring, but I'm not going to, because it's about $350, so I'm just not going to do it. And I did order a new device. I want to be the guinea pig so I can test out all these goodies and then report on them. Well, this one is going to hook around my head, and Dave Asprey, who I really respect, says it's the most powerful thing to change brain chemistry that he's ever experienced. And so when he has anxiety, he has looping thoughts, he has restlessness, he puts this weird band around his head for about 40 minutes, and he said it's a game changer. Well, this thing's, it's not cheap. I'm not going to say how much it is. It does come with a money back guarantee. Hopefully I'll get it within the week, and I will let you know.
Well, what does it do to you? Is it powered?
Oh, it's powered. Okay. Oh, yes. It's definitely powered.
So it's not some copper band around your head.
No. No, I got the copper right here on my wrist. But this is technology with a high-powered electrical system that's affecting my electrical system.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that one.
My daughter posted a wonderful thing. You know, she has a special private group on Facebook called Earth Conscious Mama that I encourage people to sign up if they are mothers. They're concerned about toxins in the environment and in foods and in different house items and cleaning detergents. She, Katie, has written some amazing things about how to make wise choices. But the one that she did this past week was called The Favorite Apps That Helps You to Determine the Chemical-Free Skincare. And so there's two apps that she recommended on this. And you can find the article on Facebook on either Holistic Navigator, which is my podcast, or Vital Health Radio's Facebook. But the two apps are Skin Deep and the other is Think Dirty. Skin Deep and Think Dirty. I encourage anyone who's trying to clean their lifestyle up to at least get one of these. And then when you go to the store, you basically can scan the barcode and it's going to give you ratings. And none of this is influenced by the company. And saying that, it just sparked my my thought of a new business opening here in town, Trader Joe's. Have you shopped at Trader Joe's much?
Never. Know about it, but have not been.
Okay. I used to drive to Atlanta when I was married just to shop at Trader Joe's. And the reason is it's the most unusual business. And actually, I feel Nutrition World shares some of the tenets and philosophy of Trader Joe's. I subscribe to a company called ConsumerLabs.com. It costs me about $100 a year. They analyze nutritional products to see if they're telling the truth. So they test, like they'll take, well, they actually this week, they took green tea. Green tea has a molecule called epigallocans, which have to do with reducing cancer significantly, helping your brain function, helping the liver protect itself. Well, that molecule is marketed in every brand of green tea there is. Well, guess what? They tested about 25 brands. Only three had the high levels. Trader Joe always resources the very best companies in the world before they will put their name on it. They never compromise. The same that I do with the nutritional products at Nutrition World. But Trader Joe does it with food. And so the Trader Joe's green tea was the only one, or only one of three, that were on the high end of these numbers when they tested it. But that is true of everything they sell. You won't be able to get in the parking lot, I will guarantee you, from day one when Trader Joe's opens. It's over by Bonefish and near Firebirds. And I don't know how the parking lots are going to hold the place.
They're already full there.
Yeah, they're already pretty full, but this is going to rock the world of Gun Barrel Road, and it's going to probably really hurt Whole Foods.
Now, it's not yet open?
No, it looks to me, I ate there in the parking at Firebirds about 2 nights ago. It looks like maybe 3 to 4, maybe 6 weeks away from opening. I encourage people to really support them because they have the right philosophy. And even though they're a huge corporation, they are doing it right. They are doing it right. I want to make sure that we do remind people the Chattanooga Fitness Expo is coming up this Saturday night. And it's going to be at the Embassy Suites on Gun Barrel Road. And sadly, I am not going to be there. I just have to say I'm not going to be there. I have to, because one is, everybody wants me to get in the contest. And I just am not able. I'm not able with my hip, and I just don't want to put myself out there because I know if I go, one, I'll be pushed to get in it, the fitness part, not the bodybuilding, and I'm just not in shape. I'm doing really hard
you
workouts.
You are in shape.
No, come on, people,
he is.
No, but Matt Davis is, and he's going to be guest posing. Matt's our buddy. I know he's been with you a long time. He's been with me, and he has a wonderful gym that supports the right types of training for
Absolutely.
People.
How long has it been since we had Matt and Darren on?
Three and a half to 4 months ago, and Darren Johnson, also an amazing trainer. So the Chattanooga Fitness Expo this Saturday would be a wonderful time to...
And old Dr. Green will be there.
Yes, sir.
I do not have prior obligations like it.
He will be representing me, so maybe they'll put you up there on
and
stage.
And no, I'm not posing. Maybe next year for both of us. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, they do have an over 60, which you won't be eligible for, but somebody here will be.
What if I feel over 60? Does that count?
No, it doesn't. Well, it won't be too long. If they have an over 65, I will be eligible. I mean, actually, like last week, I think we talked to Medicare Misty, and it hit home pretty dang close when, you know, I'm almost 64 now, and very thankful for every moment, because a lot of people go to bed well and wake up dead.
It does happen. You never know how much time you have left, do you?
Nope. And sometimes we, I read this the other day that somebody said they actually have separated their life into two categories. The life they had before they realized that they were going to die, and the life they had after they realized that their life is short. Because realizing that you really don't have another 50 years left is a game changer when it really hits deeply within you, because you start making different choices. Because, you know, if you really thought you had 50 years left, you got time to make many mistakes and recover from those, or not really enjoy things because you got plenty of time left. Well, let me tell you, I learned that lesson somewhat years ago, and it's been one of the best lessons of my life. We're all in this big little rowboat that has a little leak in it, and that thing's going to sink before we want it to, probably. So that was kind of sad.
Well, no, I'd always tell patients, I'm still looking on my body for that little sign that says best if used by. you know, still like looking, that. Haven't found it yet.
Again, the product called NAC that Nutrition World and many people have utilized over the past, especially in last year, because it protects the lung health, and it is used in emergency rooms. You talked about it, I think, last week for Tylenol poisoning. It's a nutrient, but it looks like the FDA may be reclassifying as a drug. And so if that happens, it will no longer be available over the counter. I have put back about 4 years' supply for myself because it has amazing health benefits. I encourage anyone who really has wants to embrace nutritional therapy to add NAC to their protocol. Amazon and Whole Foods have ceased selling it because of the FDA's suspicion they're going to reclassify. I ended up buying 2,000 bottles from Life Extension, and once I bought the 2,000, Life Extension put a quota on no one else can buy more than 144, because I kind of broke the mold there by buying that many. But I have about, who knows how long a supply, but I mean, I'm sure we have a couple months supply at best, but we are selling about 100 a day.
Wow.
So NAC encouraged people to at least get one bottle if they're interested in putting together their toolkit. I want
to. And if you can't find that, you can still have a healthy lifestyle, go to the gym, be running, biking, whatever you want to do, and taking all of your nutritional supplements, so you don't have to have NAC.
You know, it's not going to be the end of my life if I don't have any, but it's just it's a cool piece in my toolbox, because it does things that most things don't. I want to.
So how many are in your toolbox now daily?
82. I counted the other day. 82 pills a day.
I wanted to know. I knew 73 a few years ago.
Well, here's the deal. I started telling people, which I did, I was taking 72 pills a day about 7 years ago, and this person asked me, why do you take 72? I said, because the amount of pills you take every day predicts how long you're going to live if they're nutrients. And it was a joke, of course. Well, you know what? Some years have passed since then. So now I'm almost 64, so I have to go up on those pills because I'd like to live to be 82. Back then it was 72, seemed like a long time. But now 82 seems better. I want to bring you a jar of honey. We, through just a series of events, we ran up on this lady, and she owns a company called Thistle Ridge Farm Honey. It's local. And we are going to take a tour of her farm in about 2 to 3 weeks. I am not what I would say a honey connoisseur, but I have never in my entire life had a honey that went down as smooth and tasted as fabulous as this Thistle Ridge Farm honey.
So normal honey, not Manuka, right?
Not Manuka. And, it, you know, local honey has some benefit potentially for allergies, but I'm going to, and I... We just got one supply in, and it seemed like it's flying off the shelf, but we'll be getting more back in. But anyone who really loves honey, you have to come in and get a small jar of Thistle Ridge Farm honey. I'm not a carbohydrate person Monday through Friday, but let me tell you, today there will be a lot of honey in Edward's life, because it's, I don't care. I do carbs on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I do love it.
You like honey?
Oh, yeah. But I like it in a bad way, like all over my biscuit with butter.
In
a healthy way. It just makes me hungry thinking about it.
That brings back the memory from childhood.
Oh, yeah. So good. So good. That's why I don't go to Cracker Barrel. I cannot resist those biscuits. It's like, go down to Cracker Barrel and have the oatmeal. Are you kidding me? No. Pass the biscuits and the pancakes. Come on.
I don't know. Who do you think has the best biscuit in town? Because I have definitely have not had any good biscuits because I don't eat those. But if I,
oh.
But on, I will splurge. I want to have a great biscuit, and I want to put butter, real butter, not margarine, on that biscuit and cover it with this new honey. So if you know of a place that is like top of the game, or if any of the listeners really want to recommend a biscuit, and I know Hardee's tastes good, probably it seemed like it did when I ate one about 15 years ago, but
how about Maple Street Biscuit Company?
I mean, they're good.
There's one out by Gun Barrel, one downtown. Great biscuits.
Try that.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
It's fantastic. So good, I can't go there. Yeah.
Ah, and they're locally owned, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Super. Well, there's a great tip right there. Well, believe it or not, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus a lot more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back again with my partner, Dr. Green, and everybody looks forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their app. It's for free for Android or iPhone. Now, there are more than enough things in our lives to cause us stress, truthfully. We are surrounded by stress much of each day. But what if you could have peace in the middle of all the stress, living in confidence, not allowing the stress to dictate how you feel? Well, you can. You absolutely can. Let's take a look at a few verses. First, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 through 26. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. And Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 27 said, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? Well, Joshua was at a crucial point in his life with his people about to go into their promised land, and then their leader Moses, well, he died. Was Joshua stressed? Most certainly he was stressed to a severe level, but God told him to be courageous and to remember that God was with him. I believe we are called to live lives boldly, with confidence, walking the path God has set before us. We are called to be strong, to be courageous as well, living life fiercely and with purpose. Jesus taught us that, well, he brings life and life more abundant. So place all your trust in God, as he will never leave you, he will never forsake you, and he will never fail you. His character never changes, and he will be the anchor in the storm to keep you from drifting away, and the foundation on which your life is built to keep your life from crumbling down around you during all the storms of life. This means you can step out into something with fear and worry and stress in your heart, knowing the emotions of confidence are not there yet. But the act of stepping out in faith, even when you are afraid, actually especially when you are afraid, demonstrates to you, God, as well as other people, that your confidence is in God, not your own strength. God himself will replace your stress with peace. Let's close with another verse from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend. I have mentioned this before. I love poetry. And Ellen Bass, I've actually recited this poem years ago to a group that I was kind of heading. It was a group by a guy named Ram Dass, which I've been a big fan of most of my life. But part of this poem says, and the golden bees were making white combs and sweet honey from my old failures. And I kind of like that because, you know, I look at my life and, you know, some parts of it are a little bothersome or dark or make me feel like I failed. But how many of those failures did I turn into a positive? Not always, because I'm the kind of person that can do that, but sometimes life allowed me to do that. So I don't really feel scarred by the failures. I feel actually empowered when I see the kind of the quilt that was built from all of the years and decades of my life. And that is what produced where I am now. And hopefully I have done some good in this world. But
you absolutely have. But, you know, they say you learn more from failure than success.
And I'm very convinced of that, even though it really hurts and it really sucks when you're failing. But it gives me the sometimes the motivation that I need to step up and have the backbone and the shoulders made of ivory, as someone once said, in order to endure the hard times. I want to mention real quick, we have a new massage therapist at Nutrition World. Her name is Tamara Ansley, and I had her give me a massage about a week ago. Excellent, excellent, excellent. We have two others, and they're also beyond belief. They each have their little specialties. And then a great gentleman doing Tai Chi, a form of Tai Chi, which is certainly an ancient art from the Orient that has helped a lot of people live longer, healthier lives, because you can do this regardless of the age. It's a very slow movement and a meditative type of movement. Lastly, I did write a good article that was been posted on Amazon.com and why you do not want to order supplements from there. If nothing else, it is because summertime, those things sit in UPS trucks way too long. And at Nutrition World, we ship everywhere, but we do it with cold packs. You have to pay an extra dollar, but you can just click on cold pack and add a dollar. Or if you want more than one, you add two or three. And at this point, I don't know of another business in the United States that is offering cold packs as an option that inexpensively. But you can imagine what happens to a perishable item during the middle of summer. And these trucks, I looked it up, UPS trucks get up to 135 degrees in the midst of summer. And there's no nutrient that can withstand that. I mean, I'm sure a drug. I mean, how sensitive are drugs, Dr. Green?
A lot of them are quite temperature sensitive. We have to store them at, you know, room temperature, basically.
Yeah.
They'll go bad.
Or they'll go bad.
I don't know the exact temperatures. You'd need probably a biochemist for that one.
Yeah, but it's 135 is damaging.
There's yeah, no that's doubt. A little bit hot.
A little hot. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial. 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.